So, Nate, in times past, we have tackled huge projects, huge topics on the pod, things that have massive implications for the studio, massive implications for one school. But then we also have this one kind of episode we've done that I really, really enjoy. It's like it's these little glimpses of one important but small topic within a school, you know, something that concerns a school owner. I think a good example of this was our date night episode that we did way back in February of this year. It's like one program that Brooklyn Music Factory does that we could cover in just one episode. And it's just a cool idea. And I think today's episode is going to be another one. I think we're going to get in, get out. And it is something that I think school owners should think about, or just studio owners should think about overall. And that is something that Brooklyn Music Factory does. Something that actually a longtime listener, Paul, he wrote in to me about and said, hey, I'd like you to do an episode on this. You guys have referenced it over the last 120 something episodes. I'd love to hear about it. So, Nate, we want to talk today about Brooklyn Music Factory's one sheets.
And we'll specifically marketing one sheets.
Yes, very true. So what is a marketing one sheet?
Yep. A marketing one sheet is your single doc that you're going to reference. Anyone on the team can reference. It could be your salesperson. It could be a teacher. It could be your marketing manager. It could just be you who's trying to define what that product is. It's a single reference sheet that gives the details on exactly what it is. It gives the cost of it. It tells specifically why someone would sign up for it, who exactly signs up for it, and exactly what happens. So it has features, benefits, and then it in the one sheet, it also just gives sort of an overview, like what's the outcome expected if you do this program? And the reference, the one sheet I'm going to reference just for everybody's benefit is Mini Keys, which is our songwriting group class for ages 4 and 5.
So yeah, Nate, I would love to see what one of these one sheets looks like. And I think if you can share your screen for those who are watching on YouTube, I'd love that. And then also, if you're listening to the pod, you can come to GurriMusicStudio.com and go to the blog and find this particular episode. I think, Nate, it'd be fine for us to offer this as a download even so people can see what one looks like.
Yep. We do this too for those that schools that license our Mini Keys or Jam Band 101 songwriting curriculum or our Songwriter's Journey private lesson curriculum. We provide templates for the one sheets, et cetera, that sort of thing. So I'm just going to share the one that we use at BMF. It's on my screen right now for Mini Keys. And then let's just walk step by step through, you know, what to include and how to get that information together. So
yeah, I think that's great. And obviously Mini Keys is one of the many programs that Brooklyn Music Factory licenses to other schools around the country and around the world, including Big Music Games. That's another one that you do. And as usual, I'd like to point out this podcast is sponsored by Big Music Games. You can definitely go check that out. Go to bigmusicgames.com/7FMS and you can actually start gaming for free. Potentially even talk about the Mini Keys or Jam Band programs.
Yeah. So I think the first thing to understand is that when you're creating a marketing one sheet, you're creating basically your FAQ doc for everyone internally and externally. So when we first made this one sheet, Daniel, we were like, it's basically because Catherine, who was our marketing director at the time, just kept asking for more information on what it was that she needed to build a landing page for. Or how did she communicate on social media about this thing? So she just kept asking, and we were like, well, if we keep talking about it, why not just actually put it in one simple place where everybody can reference the same one sheet, and from there, know answers to whatever questions they have. So let's just understand that at the outset for those who are listening and thinking, wait, why would I go through the trouble of spending an hour of making a one sheet? Because it's sort of like making your working procedure. You're just consolidating any program that you have, you're consolidating into a single reference doc. Now, the one you guys are looking at, if you're on the YouTubers, you're looking at this beautifully laid out sheet that becomes the thing that we print, a two-sided sheet that we print and put out for families. The only thing that we would add on here that's actually not showing on here is the cost, because this is just the template. Since our price changes from year to year, I'm just showing you the sort of the template where you could then add cost to it. But you would put on the pricing here. So think about the first thing as, actually, I like to reference how someone goes from having no idea what you do at your school to getting interested in your school to deciding that a certain program is the right fit for them, right? So think about it as in terms of your sales funnel. So basically like, okay, nobody knows anything about you. They come to your landing page, they get some sort of zing around like, hey, this has the look and feel of the type of music lesson that I'm interested in. They're speaking to me. They fill out a web form based on the age of their child. If their age is 4 and 5, in our case at Brooklyn Music Factory, then their only option is a mini keys. So then what happens is they go into this funnel around mini keys. And so what I want you to think about that sales funnel is they've declared their interest and now you're educating them. So the one sheet basically needs to include everything to help educate a prospect and move them into a conversion. They want to come in for a risk. In our case, we do a risk-free registration. Your case, it might be a free trial, right? So all we want them to do is pay that $95 deposit and join MiniKeys. So this one sheet is educating them on that.
So you would actually give this is not just an internal document. You would actually give this to a family that's considering joining your school.
100%. They come in for an on-site tour. We would make sure that they left in their hand with a full-colored one sheet.
Okay. Another question. Would you make these available on your website or are they only available in person?
We make the information available on our website, but we cut and paste it. Where we do make this one sheet available. So in other words, the details of the class is what Catherine, who might have made the landing page for MiniKeys back when I was telling the story about her being director here.
Yeah.
She would have taken the details from the one sheet, which starts out as a GDoc, ends up in this beautiful Canva design thing. Right. But it starts out as a GDoc where we just cut and paste copy as it and moves it onto the landing page. But where we would give this to families is in our email drip follow-up. So let's say that family of a 5-year-old says, okay, I am interested. They then get 3 emails. At the bottom of every email is a link to this PDF. So in the email, we're sharing some email appropriate copy to encourage them to come in. But we're also saying, hey, need to know everything about MiniKeys? Click here. And they just open up this one sheet.
Okay.
Dig it? So that's where it happens.
Okay. So Nate, who do you think this would be valuable for?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, the people that really need this information at their fingertips are the people that are marketing the program and the people that are selling the program. So actually the one sheet gets created by sort of what I call 3 different stakeholders. The first is, who's actually delivering on promise? Well, that's usually the teacher or the curriculum designer. So for example, if you guys were doing like a Piano Express one sheet, right? Yeah. You're in a group class, you're in group piano and you use Piano Express. Well, then you're going to start with the expert. That's Greg from Piano Express. He's like, this is precisely what you're going to get. This is the outcome from Piano Express, right? And then you're gonna tap into that resource, and then the person who's actually enrolling or selling Piano Express is gonna work with the person who's actually building the landing page and also creating any other marketing materials. And sometimes that's just one and the same person, right?
Yeah.
So those people all need to be in agreement, right? Because it's what we've talked about before. When you go in your marketing and sales bucket, it's all about making a promise. And then when you go to your delivery on promise bucket, which is when the student actually shows up to MiniKeys or Piano Express, they actually need to get the experience that was promised to them.
Right.
So those are the people who really benefit from having this one sheet, because now they all agree and know.
Yes. And so the implication here, because there's some surface level implications, but then there's some deeper implications as well. And I want to point these out. So sometimes people come to me and ask about scaling and how do I know when it's time to scale? And you know, there's all kinds of fires in the business and this sort of thing. Let me just point this out. If you create a one sheet, this is now a tool that someone can use in the school. This is a necessary condition to scaling up because you will never have someone sell it better than you as the owner, obviously, but you can make it a lot more of a high percentage conversion if your teachers, if you have a salesperson, if you even have admins that do some light sales for you. If they've got this one sheet opportunity here and you've got really great marketing copy on it, all of a sudden now this not only is a sales tool for your potential clients, it's an internal educational tool to help shape your staff in how to talk about the program. And if the condition is already in place, yeah, great. You've got a great sales tool as the owner. Awesome. But if you make this is one of those things, and I often talk about this in the podcast, that you don't want to force growth. You want growth to happen organically. You want it to happen naturally. A way to make growth happen organically where maybe someone just becomes good at doing a job that you used to do, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, when did this person become so talented? A tool like this can elevate a staff member so that they can be like that.
Yeah, Daniel, and going back to that one moment you said, like, let's say you have an admin who does light sales. So this one sheet, like the well-designed, laid out and beautiful one sheet that we do in Canva that anybody listening is capable of doing. They just need a Canva subscription. Anyways, we print those suckers out. They're all in stacks or on the wall or on the window of BMF in our community room. So it's exactly what you said, dude. Teachers come and go and see that, and they're reminded, oh, that's what's being promised. The people that are working at the desk are reminded, oh, that's the program we have. Here are the features and benefits of that program, right? It's what you're saying. Like you, as owners, we want to make sure that we're taking out of our head
yes.
and putting into print yep. what matters.
Your brain was designed to create ideas, not store them. Absolutely.
Right, totally, dude. That's put well.
Cool.
Okay, so where do we want to go next, Daniel? Yeah, what do we got next on the one sheet?
This one might be a really easy one for you to answer, but when should you create a one sheet? When you look back on Brooklyn Music Factory's history, did you do it at exactly the right time? Did you wait too long? You know, for someone listening today, should they do it right now? Is there never not a good time to have it? Curious.
Yeah, okay, let me just share a story real quick about the first location at BMF was run by this awesome woman. And she owned the whole building with a couple of friends. And we rented out the second floor. And I noticed once that she did a call out in like June for volunteers to help paint and fix up the building. And I was like, I cornered her once and I was like, do you actually get people to show up and like volunteer to help you like repair this building? And she had an amazing dance school in it. So it was like similar to our music school, but it was dance school. And she's like, I do. And I only repair once a year. And that's why people show up. I live with my building the way it is. And then when it's time to repaint and touch up and fix a couple of, obviously if there's like a plumbing thing or something, she'll fix it. And I was just like, whoa. Right. She's like, it doesn't matter, Nate. But once a year, you need to do a level up and a refinement and a revision.
Mm.
And that same whole concept holds true for your marketing one sheets. If you don't have any marketing one sheet, in other words, if I walk into your school tomorrow and you're like, we have a rock band program. I'm like, great. Send me to the GDoc describing the features and benefits and outcomes, price, and who it's for. And you don't have that? Well, then hell yeah, you need to do spend this weekend making something. Anything is better than nothing, right? You need something that outlines very simply what the offer is, what the promise is, and who it serves, right? And what it costs. And in April is when we decide all of our products for the fall. And then in April is when we decide all of our pricing for the fall. And so if there are any revisions to products, for example, we're about to launch a group lesson program with our Songwriter's Journey curriculum. So group guitar, group drums, group piano, specifically with the Songwriter's curriculum that we've designed. So we don't even have a one sheet for that yet because we've never offered it. But now we're going to create it and we're going to price it. And then guess what? We're not going to revise that one sheet again until this time next year. Unless something changes radically, we're just going to live with it. It's great. It's good enough. It gives us everything we need. Mm. So We do it annually, and we do it whenever we introduce a new product.
So what I'm picking up from your answer is that everyone should have a one sheet. If you do not, you need to finish listening to this podcast and immediately go create one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And warts and all, doesn't have to be perfect, sure. But just take notes on the rest. Like, we're going to talk for 5-10 more minutes about exactly what you need on it. Mm. Just grab your pen and paper, take some notes, and then go try.
Perfect. And I will just actually throw in here before we get into what actually goes on the one sheet, that if you feel perhaps inferior or you have a lack of confidence around your ability to persuade, your copywriting skills, your marketing and sales writing skills, head over to growyourmusicstudio.com/free-training. It's one of the things that we teach in our marketing material. And you should definitely check that video out, because we get into the kinds of techniques that are very effective, the kinds of writing that you need to be good at to create a good one sheet. So Nate, what goes on the actual one sheet? I'd love for you to pull the one sheet back up onto the screen and kind of talk us through it as you go through.
I'm going to share a slightly different screen that's a little bit easier to navigate. This is a slide deck that we taught in one of our masterminds, specifically on marketing materials. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to do the easy part, the details, right? Who are you serving? What ages? Secondly, how long is the class? Third, how big is the class? Fourth, what does the class cost? Anything else that you need to put in here, you'll notice that we have certain things like, you can pay in installments. There's an extra monthly materials fee. That's our big music game subscription fee that every family pays at BMF. There's a discount. So that's step one. That's the easy part. Just what are the details of the product? Dig it. Next, you're going to make it a little bit more fun, i.e., who are you serving with a couple of lovely photos of that age range? I can't tell you how often, Daniel, and I know you speak to this in your marketing course, how often we see this incorrect. Right? If you're serving a mother of an age 4 and 5, do not show that mother a 10-year-old.
Right.
Like, just don't. She might not have ever, she doesn't even imagine what a 10-year-old is like, because she's managing her 4-year-old who's, you know, and that's what she needs to see proof of concept with. Like, does this class serve a 4-year-old? Show me a photo of a 4-year-old succeeding within the class, right? So that's just a little detail on how you portray this when it comes to laying it out in Canva and making something that you're going to print or put on the website. Next, what you're going to do is go into the details of exactly what happens, right? So what is actually happening in the 45 minutes? In MiniKeys, it's just 4 simple bullets. I'm showing this on the screen. You can come to YouTube and see it, but it opens with a drum circle. Then it goes to a sing-along. Then it goes to what we call the rock pit, and then it ends on the bandstand where they have instruments in their hand. 4 learning zones within 45 minutes of MiniKeys. Now, you have what happens in MiniKeys. Parents don't really understand the value of a drum circle, so right next to it, it says the why behind it. Well, we warm up playing games that incorporate rhythm technique. Okay, most parents can kind of understand that. They warm up. And it's using rhythm. Okay, dig it. The next section, or the next learning opportunity, sing along. They sing and learn movements and basic music techniques through song. Okay, got it. So they're moving. That's really important for families or parents of a 4-year-old. They want to know that their child doesn't have to sit still the whole time. Okay, so they sing and they learn movements. I understand that. Rock pit, what is that? This is where Big Music Games comes in. They play full body games that teach what we call the big lessons about music. And we would have put it at Big Music Games. In our most recent one, we'll have like a Big Music Games logo here and that kind of thing. And we'll probably say something about melody, harmony, songwriting, and rhythm. Anyways, last stage is bandstand. This is the one part that all parents basically understand. Oh, there's an instrument in their hand. Great, I get it. That's all I thought music lessons were about. So they can usually understand this part. They play the instruments, piano for melody, drums for rhythm, guitar for harmony, and microphone for voice and lyrics. Look how totally basic that is. Piano for melody, drums for rhythm, guitar for harmony, and microphone for voice and lyrics. Daniel, I'm going to stop there and see if you have anything you want to interject in before I go to the last couple sections.
No, I'm just loving the description here. Keep going.
Okay, sweet. Then I'm going to go to the most important part, which is how you start to be like, you've got their interest, right? They now kind of understand the what, in other words, the features, but now they really need, as you speak so well to, Daniel, what is the actual benefit of doing this? And one thing that you do well, Daniel, I appreciate this, when you and Greg are talking about Piano Express, is like, you're always very clear. Why group piano? Why Piano Express? It's because they can learn so much music in such a short period of time. 100%. And then you usually tag on something like, and they learn to read faster than they would in a private lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, vibe it. Like, that's very clear to me. Oh, do I want my child to be learning tons of songs? If yes, Piano Express sounds good. Does sight reading music, is that an important part for me? Yeah. If yes, Piano Express sounds good, right? So that's the why, and I'll read you the why on Minikeys for those that are listening. Minikeys is a fun and playful class that teaches beginning music theory. Notice our opening sentence. Nothing about sight reading music. Nothing about learning lots of songs, but it's fun and playful. Is that important to you as a mom? Okay, then this might be the right fit.
Mm.
Is music theory important to you as a parent? If yes, then this might be a right fit. And check out this. This is the word that every Minikeys parent usually parrots back to us. We explore piano, drums, and guitar and write original songs in our band. Most parents sign up for Minikeys because they want their child to explore a bunch of instruments.
That's awesome.
And we literally call it an exploration band. So this last section of the one sheet is about the why. What you're trying to do is figure out and discern and qualify which family is going to be the right fit for in your one sheet. The why is generally the part that's a little bit stickier, right, Daniel, for owners to come up with.
Yep.
Usually we're pretty clear, like, no, you're going to learn piano and you're going to play through this piano book. You're like, okay, but why?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But why am I going to learn piano and why am I going to play through the piano book? So really spend some time contemplating this and even talking to your teachers or talking to your families that have been in your program and be like, what makes us so special to you?
That is such a hard thing for some owners or teachers to come up with. As musicians and lifelong musicians, in many cases, and most teachers, we almost take for granted, well, of course they should learn music. So I'm teaching music and I'm going to teach you to play this instrument. Okay, but why? Why would your families, if you quit tomorrow, why would your families miss you? You know, when I stopped teaching, I had families emailing me saying that their children were in tears, which wasn't great for my mental health at the time because I wasn't in super excited about, like, I mean, obviously I stopped teaching, but there was... and there were good reasons for that. I was overworked at the time. There was a connection made there, and there were things that my families would miss me for. And so I think when you get into your why as to why you do what you do, and boy, that's powerful. That's powerful. And that connects an emotional level with a parent of a child.
Daniel, I'm going to share one other thing on the why too. The other thing about the why is that when you're making these one sheets, these are product specific one sheets. So let's say you're listening and you have a piano studio. Well, you're in luck because you have likely you have one or two at most products, right? You teach piano lessons and maybe you'll break those products into two different age groups, like up to middle school and middle school and beyond, or something like that. You know, beginner piano lessons and intermediate advanced, like immersives or intensives or something. And then you have two marketing sheets. But it's really important that as you develop and back to your organic growth comment, Daniel, is that as you develop a more involved product suite, where you're offering multiple group classes in addition to private lessons, et cetera, that why becomes even more important and takes more effort. Because a parent needs to understand clearly the journey of their student from one product to the next to the next, and why that journey matters.
Yes. Right?
Which is the retention piece, dude. It's like, we want our students to stay with our school for as long as necessary for us to have an impact on them.
Go ahead.
Fire in there. But I was just going to say, you got to have a clear understanding of why that first step matters and why that next step matters and why that next step matters.
And I just have to point this out because nothing exists in a vacuum. And Nate, your consistent messaging on this podcast for over 2 years now about the 10-year vision, the 10-year journey. I often get school owners reaching out to me and say, oh, I want Nate to detail that more, even though we've done multiple podcasts on it. I want him to talk about more. But look at how the one sheet plays into that 10-year journey. So it isn't just about the 10-year journey. Nate is literally sowing the seeds everywhere for that messaging. And it's here in the one sheets where it's possible, and I don't know if you do this on the one sheets because I haven't looked at all of them, but perhaps you even put on a one sheet where this fits into the journey and what where they might have come from and where they're going to next. Or at the very least, as you're showing it to the parent, you're at least putting it in that context. And this is just another way to reinforce that overall purpose, vision, mission, and 10-year journey. And I just have to point that out because people are fascinated by that concept. But it isn't just that you're talking about it. It's shot through everything you're doing across the school.
Yeah, and it's something as simple as like, hey, are you going to design a 2-page printout and put it in writing each step of the journey, you know?
This episode is sponsored by grouplessons.com. If you're looking for a group piano method that is easy to implement in your studio or school, look no farther than Piano Express from grouplessons.com. Because unlike most group piano methods, Piano Express allows students to make individual progress within the context of a larger group. And because of the at-home practice tools and gamified curriculum, students using the Piano Express method make faster progress than the average method book student. And that helps students feel excited, accomplished, and motivated to learn new music. Also, the system is really adaptable. We've got teachers using the system in their home studios, and we have many large commercial studios running our 3-room model that allows you to see up to 24 students per hour with just 2 teachers. So if you'd like to learn more about Piano Express, navigate to grouplessons.com and sign up for a free demo. You'll get to look at the method, our app and teacher guides, and we'll even give you a sneak peek of our implementation plan that has helped hundreds of studios start their group program in just a few weeks.
I'm going to share my screen and go to this final part of it because hold on a minute. There it is. We were right here where we just said why mini keys. And then we also to the right of the why to this specific product, we said, and for the whole family, why is this a good choice for your entire family? Because basically we're saying like, hey, when you enroll a student, everybody listening here knows you don't just enroll the student, you enroll the entire family. I don't mean literally you need all 4 or 5 or 6 members of the family to be taking lessons. What I mean is, you're not just getting to know this single student, you're getting to know the entire family because they're coming to recitals, they're coming to your events, they're dropping off, picking up, etc. So we have a section which just basically says, why is this a good fit for the whole family? I'll read you a few of the bullets. And for the whole family, all Brooklyn Music Factory students and families enjoy a community of music lovers, more music at home, a reason to play music together, a place to make music with others, music games, big music games, community events. So now all of a sudden we're saying, hey, mom, you know, this isn't just you signing up your son, your 4-year-old for mini keys. This is you actually enrolling yourself into a community and their benefits for you. So that's a nice little addition you can put in there that helps speak to the person making the choice, which is the parent. Final slide that I'm showing here, Daniel, is just kind of drilling in even deeper to the fact that this is a well-conceived curriculum. What mini keys students learn, being very specific, the fundamentals of music through games and storytelling, rhythm through drum circle and movement games. I'm not going to read you everything here. But what I am going to say, Daniel, is back to your initial question of who this serves. These pieces are these little bullets that are easy to share and easy to say quickly came directly through Jessica, who is our director of sales and enrollment, working with our director of the exploration bands, saying, hey, give me just like 5 to 6 really simple bullets that I can understand that I can share on a sales call.
Mm.
What exactly are these students going to learn?
Yes.
Because the J team's not in there. She's not in there in the classroom understanding the like 100-page lesson plan in a G doc on BMF Connect. She's not studying any of that. She needs specific, simple, easy to understand and share curriculum details, right? If you'll see the second half of this is music fluencies, it says underneath what many key students learn. Then it says music fluencies. It's not all fun and games. Why did we write that? Because a lot of parents are actually turned off by this fun first approach. They think that the only way that your brain will change is through hard work, right? They can't imagine that a game can make a difference. And so we'll say it's not all fun and games. Well, it actually is all fun and games, but students in Minikeys will also learn a range of music fluencies.
Mm.
And then we go in playing and recognizing intervals of a second, third, fourth, and fifth. This gets super nerdy and specific. Maybe I'll finish with this. This is sort of like that moment when you get really specific and detailed that you're essentially establishing your authority.
Mm.
Because you and I both know, Daniel, that parents aren't like reading that and even understanding what it means for an ear to recognize a fourth or a fifth.
Yeah.
Right? That's absurd to talk about that on a sales call. But if you put that in the one sheet, it just is that final, like, by the way, we're a total badass and we're really serious about your child and their learning. And we have very clear benchmarks of growth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Daniel, when you talk about Piano Express, like, is it very clear to you how a student moves from year 1 to year 2 to year 3 to year 4 and what they'll be able to do by the end of year 3?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so you can put that in simple, you don't have to say everything, but you can say 4 or 5 of those things on a one sheet. And then now if I'm a parent considering Piano Express for my 7-year-old, I'll be like, well, that'd be pretty awesome if they could learn how to do that. I don't actually understand what that is, but it sounds pretty impressive.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'll just say before I have one last question for you, Nate, which I think is just a summary question, but we're going to have an example one sheet in the show notes. Also in the show notes, I want to put a link to episodes almost 100 episodes ago, Nate. Episodes 23 and 24 is where we first talked about your 10-year journey. So episode 23 was that. It was our first episode on retention. And then episode 24 was my follow-up episode to that. And then I also want to point out, almost 50 episodes ago on episode 77, I talked about your music school sales process. And that's...
Yes,
that is a standout episode out of all the episodes we've done, in my opinion. Nate, final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know your one sheet is working at Brooklyn Music Factory?
Let me give a really hyper practical example for starters. Okay. We're about to do a complete redesign on our website, which is not a small job for anybody listening. Everybody knows when it's time to do your we're calling it Web 3.0 because we're at the point. I think we're on our third or fourth redesign.
Wow.
The job is so much easier for everyone when I just link to the one sheets for the web designer and say, here's where you can get all the content.
Oh, yeah.
You dig? Everybody listening was probably like, what? You just need like 4 links? Like, here's the 4 programs. Here's the 4 one sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a super practical version of it. The second way you know that your one sheets are useful is that you're having fewer and fewer questions from your sales and marketing team.
That's the one I was going to bring up.
Yeah. You just basically, you're like, they're not asking you how much the thing is. They're not asking you how long it lasts. They're not asking you for yet another, like, can you just tell me one more time what happens like in an out in a normal Minikeys class? They just know, right? Here's another benefit from having that is when you onboard a new team member, a la what you were just describing, when either you level up internally or you hire someone new, it's much quicker for them to get an understanding of what the school does.
Yeah.
Because they just have to reference these four or five one sheets to know what the entire sort of program suite or product suite is you offer. Okay. Mm. I'm going to give one other that feels like it may not be directly connected, but I promise you it is. Once you get into this and you seasonally update it and you start referencing the same clear one sheet year after year. We're doing our NPS survey right now, Daniel. Mm. And so it's literally running this week. And one of the things we do is if you're a promoter, i.e. you give a 9 or 10, is we ask you to write a review. I'm going to read you a Google review from the last like 24 hours that just came in. Okay. And I want you to notice the language in this.
Ooh.
It says, this one came in not last 24 hours. Sorry, 1 month ago. So it's not directly related to the NPS. I take it back, but it's a great one and it gives some good examples. Don't sleep on Brooklyn Music Factory. This is our son's fourth year and his musical journey has been something beautiful. Okay, so listen to the language that that reviewer used. They actually used the idea of a musician's journey. Our son's fourth year and his musical journey, I happen to know this student, and this student started in Mini Keys, went to Jam Band 101, and is now on the songwriter's journey. And that's one review. Let me see if I can read you one more. And these are direct reflections of the one sheet, because when they, here's a great one. This just came in 2 hours ago. Wow, this is hot off the press. Our family loves being part of the BMF community. The teachers are talented, knowledgeable, supportive, and inspiring. I've seen my 12-year-old guitar and band and 10-year-old piano sons grow as musicians, as well as my husband, who also takes guitar lessons. Now, this is the key to the one sheet, this next sentence. BMF encourages the kids to write songs, collaborate, and have fun.
Mm.
Okay, the reason why that matters is...
Sounds like the one sheet, yeah.
Doesn't it sound like the one sheet?
Yeah.
So here's your last definition of success. Once you create a one sheet and get your back to what you said, Daniel, so well, which is get your entire team to actually reference it and use it.
Yeah.
Your parents start parroting it back to you. And that's not a weird thing. That's actually exactly what you're hoping. They just didn't have the language of how to express what they truly wanted from a music community and lessons, but you're providing them that language. And that's the ultimate value of the one sheet, is it's simple to explain what the musician's journey is at your school. And then parents can describe it to their friends and family.
This is how you build a brand. Consistently projecting images, consistently showing results, consistently talking about things in a intentional, persuasive way. And over time, the range of experiences that people have with you, with your school, with your team, if you have one, ends up becoming, in their mind, what your brand is, what your school is, what your business is. And this one sheet is obviously a really valuable tool and helpful tool in establishing that.
Yeah, love it. Well said. Hope it's of benefit to our listeners.
Hey, it's Nate again. You know, every year at Brooklyn Music Factory, we get dozens and dozens of great reviews from our families. And you want to know how? Because we ask them. And they're happy to leave a review because of the positive impact that we've made on them. And so now, I have a simple ask for you. If this podcast, the 7FMS podcast, was helpful to you, would you mind leaving a review for Daniel and I? And please, share the podcast with another music school owner that you think might benefit. It's one of the best ways that you can support us. We appreciate it.